This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Happy Wednesday. We're middle of the week. We're already halfway there, so we got that going for us. That's some good news. Kevin's got a good news story, too, as well.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. This is telling you that you are never too old to accomplish something that you've always wanted to do, and I'll tell you all about it next.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So a lot of runners are in the news. I don't know if you guys have seen the story about the guy from Broadway, Jordan Litz, who plays Fiero in Wicked on Broadway, running the New York Marathon in between performances.
AB, I know you saw this.
I saw this and it's absolutely insane.
Well, you think that's insane? How about this? So Jordan is 37. But an 80-year-old lady from Michigan became the oldest woman ever to hike the entire Appalachian Trail.
Whoa.
Wow.
Now, that is more than 2,000 miles, and that distance is Georgia to Maine.
Is this the same trail that they did for the Reese Witherspoon move-in? She did the Appalachian Trail,
yes,
too, as well.
Yes, it
yeah,
is. Yeah.
Right, yeah. This is a big trail.
This is a massive trail. Yeah. Always a dream for Betty Kellenberger. And she never had the opportunity to commit to it because it takes about 6 months to do this.
Oh, my gosh.
Again, she's 80, and she had bad knees.
Well, then I have no excuse.
What are you doing with your life?
I know. She gets a knee replacement, and all of a sudden, she's ready to go, and she just finished hiking the Appalachian Trail.
Man, if you have a goal, you can still make it happen. If you think life has passed you by, you are wrong. Just keep going and keep hiking.
Get that knee replacement and go.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Maggis Show. Everyone is guilty. You walk into Target, you walk out with 28 things that were not on your list. It just happens. What is your impulse Target purchase?
Okay, for me, I'm going to say candles, which is really embarrassing to admit because I buy candles and then I don't light them because I'm scared of candles, actually. I feel like they're really dangerous and my house is going to light on fire, so I... I just buy them.
Buy a bunch of candles that never get lit.
And I think one day I'm going to light them. I never light them.
I love candles. Mine is also candles. That if I see a candle and it smells good, I light it. And my wife gets mad at me because sometimes I just have a bunch of conflicting smells. I have like cinnamon bun and then Hawaiian tropical, and I have like five of them going at once. She's like, can you just get one? And so then now I've wanted to start a dessert candle. So I have like four dessert candles and then four tropical ones.
Oh, wow.
And then, you know, I want a lot of candles, guys.
I'm surprised you light them with kids. See, I'm so scared of candles.
I'll try to set the mood, Hannah.
Mm.
You know, well, when the kids go to bed, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Tropical candles.
You know those tropical candles set the mood?
Well, my impulse buy always gets me at the end. I'm always like, hey, I didn't find what I was really looking for, which is probably another action figure. So I'm up at the checkout line going, oh, let's get some candy. Let's get some beef jerky if I feel like I'm healthy that day.
Mm. This is going to sound really weird and random. I don't even like pie that much, but there's something about the grocery store pie section, and I cannot allow myself to walk through it.
Really?
I will end up buying a full pie. It's the weirdest thing.
Wow.
And like me, my sisters, and my mom will go grocery shopping together quite often because we just like going together, and they know I cannot look at the pies.
So,
I never knew this
about
you.
Any type of pie? Like, are you like a fruit
pie? Yeah, and I don't even love
pie?
Them that much.
Wow.
Really?
They just look really good.
And you're like, I gotta get it?
Yeah.
Do you end up eating it, or do you let it sit there like Hannah over here?
I'll eat it.
Okay, good.
The polls are open. Brett, better keep it, keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
All right, let's see what's trending. Tonight, there's going to be a full moon, and people are making moon water.
What does that mean?
All right, so over the next 2 minutes, I'm going to read some headlines, and I'll tell you what's trending. And we'll make some moon water over those next 2 minutes, too. Apparently, everyone's asking how to make it. It is pure water. You seal it, and then you leave it outside in the light of the moon, and it makes moon water. Really difficult recipe.
I know my dad used to make sun tea. You'd make tea.
My family used to make
sun
tea too. That's so funny, Kevin. But they're saying,
is it like,
you know,
a holistic thing?
Yeah, they're saying like, oh, it can, you know, feels good, it tastes better, all this good stuff, you know, after you drink the moon water. Pray for our country. Kentuckians thought they could vote for the mayor of New York City.
Keep it moving. I can't.
Strong voting turnout in Kentucky. They literally knocked on the doors like, we're here to vote. They're like, there's not an election in Kentucky. They're not till next year. And they were like protesting and mad. Like, we said, come out and vote. We want to vote for the mayor in New York.
I mean, at least they care.
That's what people are saying.
Some people in New York didn't even vote. Right,
that's what people are saying.
Well, you know what's funny?
Kentucky cares.
Both my brothers live in Kentucky.
So does my sister.
Yeah.
Did they try to vote?
Probably.
Yeah, they probably did.
They were there with pitchforks. Tom Brady cloned his dog.
Keep it moving.
Okay, got it. Kraft is selling apple pie flavored mac and cheese for the holidays.
I'm low-key. I think I'd be into that.
Yeah, Kraft is selling apple pie flavored mac and cheese, single packages at Walmart for $1.48.
Don't they have the American Pie dude like promoting
it? Yes. Do you know why?
Because of American Pie.
But do you know why?
Yeah, I know why.
Okay, I was just checking if you
remember. Seen the movie.
I just want to remember if you remember the scene or not.
Yeah.
I could describe the
scene
to you.
No one could forget that scene.
Do you want me to describe the scene?
No.
Okay. Keep it moving, huh? On your phone, if you're on your phone too much, try this. Actually, just Google American Pie.
Brett, better keep it, keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Kate, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Hannah, how are you?
I'm just dandy.
Dandy. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hannah versus Kate in a homeschool showdown. Hannah, get out of the room. We'll ask Kate 5 pop culture questions. Hannah's outside the room. She can't hear the questions or the answers. You think you got this, Kate?
Maybe.
Okay, very confident Kate
we'll
over
see.
Here.
We'll see.
Confident Kate. All right, let's see how you do. People just named their sexiest man alive. Who received that award?
Oh, I don't know.
That's okay. It just happened, so it's okay. And maybe you're just not following all the sexy men, I guess.
No, I don't, obviously.
Yeah. Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively lawsuits seem to finally be coming to an end. From what movie did they star in and all the drama start with?
Oh, my gosh.
You want to phone a friend here, Kate? You can.
Yes.
Who do you think knows it, Kevin or AB? Almost everyone knows it, actually, Kate.
Okay, Kevin. Please
Kevin. Help. Okay, hey, yes. I believe the film is called It Ends With Us.
That is correct, yep. Kevin. There you go. Have you heard of that, Kate?
Yes, I have. I just haven't seen it.
Okay. Hopefully you've heard of it, because who is the author of It Ends With Us?
Colleen Hoover.
Oh, there we go.
All right, we're on the board. We got two. Here we go. A trailer for the Jonas Brothers Christmas movie was just released. I need all three Jonas Brothers.
Oh, my goodness.
All three Jonas Brothers. You got this, Kate.
Joe Jonas?
Yes. Joe Jonas is one. There we go.
I don't know. Jeff?
Nick Jonas and Kevin Jonas.
Nick, Kevin.
And then there's even Frankie, the bonus Jonas.
The bonus Jonas. Jennifer Aniston confirmed she has a boyfriend. His name is Jim Curtis. Who was Jennifer Aniston's character famously dating in Friends?
It was Ross.
Ross, yes, there we go. Right. 3 out of 5. Okay, let's bring in Hannah. We'll see how she does. We'll ask her 5 pop culture questions, and we'll bring her back next, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room. Kate just got done answering 5 pop culture questions. We called her Confident Kate because she lacked a little confidence. Ooh. How did you feel about your answers? Are you feeling confident you're going to get a win here, Kate?
No.
Okay. Tell her how many you got right.
I got 3.
3.
3. Okay.
All right, we'll see if Hannah can match it. Tie does go towards Hannah's record. Same questions. Here we go. People just named their sexiest man alive. Who was it?
I did this in the hashtag yesterday.
Yes.
He's in Wicked. He's in Jurassic Park. He's in Game of Thrones.
You really don't know
I don't
this?
Think so.
No, he's not.
He's in Game
Bridgerton.
Bridgerton,
sorry. Yeah, same, I knew it was a
very
show.
Very similar shows, right?
Yeah. Guys, I'm nervous.
3. 2.
I don't know his name.
You could have just said Kevin. We would have given you a point.
Okay.
No.
Nice.
Jonathan Bailey.
Jonathan Bailey.
That's it.
They sure listening to your own hashtag.
Yeah,
Hannah.
Long day.
See, Kate, you never know with Hannah. You never know. You still have a chance.
That's such an L.
I wasn't the only one.
Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively's lawsuits seem to finally be coming to an end. From what movie?
It Ends With Us.
Thank you.
I know that one from the hashtag.
What author? Who is the author of It Ends With Us 2? All right, a trailer for the Jonas Brothers Christmas movie was just released. Looks adorable. Give me the 3 Jonas Brothers names that are in the movie.
Nick, Joe, and Kevin.
Correct. Yep. Jennifer Aniston confirms she's a boyfriend. His name is Jim Curtis. Who was Jennifer Aniston's character famously dating in Friends?
She was with Ross.
Yes, 4 out of 5.
Woo!
Only one you missed is something you covered
yesterday
in the Hollywood hashtag. Plus the 24 hours ago, I think. All right. You have to hear, say, this is Kate and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Kate and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Megaminds.
All right, Prep Mega Show, Megamind, question of the day. This is the number one thing in our homes that people say we have too many of.
I'm going to say chargers.
Too many chargers.
Mm. You have, like, you keep your old ones. You never know what goes to what. They're everywhere in the drawer.
All right.
I think it's too many magnets.
And the refrigerator?
Yep.
A lot of those.
I think it's too many knives. Like, I feel like on the knife block, you only use, like, two of them.
Two of them?
Yeah.
And it's got, like, a million of them? Good guesses, but no one got it. This is the we clearly have a lot of things in our homes.
Yes, we do.
This is the number one thing in our homes, though. We're just like, oh, my God, I have way too many of these. 855-444-MEGA. If you want to text in your guesses, it's 855-444-6342. Yeah, giving the answers to the Mega Mind question of the day next.
Mega Minds.
All right, here's the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. This is the number one thing our home and in our homes that people say we have too many of.
Really good guesses on the text line. Dustin says chip clips. The musician family says coffee mugs. Nicole says candles. Teacher Suzanne says used batteries. Jennifer says grocery bags. Paul says socks, like mix match socks.
Funny. There's some good ones because those are all great. None of them's gotten it yet, though, guys.
Lizzie B says too many blankets. Heather says pillows.
Nope.
Children, is that on there?
dish towels.
Hangers.
I never have enough.
I never have enough.
You guys have too many clothes. Mm.
Probably true.
Yeah, number one thing that they say we have too many of is hangers. All right, have some fun with us. You could text us or call us at 855-444-MEGA. What two things would you put on a rider? Like, if you were a celebrity and you had two only, you could only request two specialty, unique things, what would you put on your rider? 855-444-6342. I say only two things because Miranda Lambert was on with, like, Joe Rogan in his podcast, and she says on her tour rider, like the celebrity tour rider, she only has two things that she sends before she performs, Cheetos and Tito's.
Oh, I
and
love
everyone
it.
Very easy.
Yeah.
Everyone cracked up like legendary. Cheetos and Tito's is all I need, she said, which is very Miranda Lambert. So if you could only put two things on your rider, what would you put on there? 855-444-6342.
Mine were no-brainers. The first one being the blue bottle of Saint-Tropez self-tanner. No, like, I need that to be happy.
Do you have to put that on every day?
Not every. You can put it on every day. I do, like, a couple days a week.
Really? So when you walk into, like, perform, you'd have to self-tan it up? You
yeah.
just lather
performing
up?
Performing without showering first?
Is that what you do?
She'll be leaking all over.
That's
really?
Fine. At least I'll be bronzed.
Really? Okay.
Bronzed and leaking.
Well, I don't know anything about self-tanner, so that's an interesting. Like, you see Hannah just lather it up with some tan
lotion.
Yeah,
I want to look good on stage.
In a green room.
I would request that. And then my second thing on my rider is a little more difficult, a little more prima donna of me to ask for. Cotton candy Alani. It's discontinued. So whoever is going to be planning my rider and, you know, getting everything sorted out is going to have to go on the hunt for me. But that's what I want.
Wow.
No, I hate that. AB and I tried to get you a cotton candy Alani.
We went to like five stores.
Yeah.
It really is a goner.
It really is impossible. So you just pissed off some assistant.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's what I want.
Okay. Kevin.
I'd make mine really easy. No shows before 7 p.m.
No. Really? No, that's kidding. Funny.
No, the two things I would want would be, because I got to be loose, coconut rum and Diet Dr. Pepper.
Coconut rum? Yep. You do the Malibu?
I would do Malibu. Yes, and yes, it should be Malibu coconut
rum. Yeah, don't get him some cheap coconut
rum. But if you
rum.
Give me another one, that's fine.
Yeah. You don't right. want no Parrot Bay.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the... Yeah, what's
Parrot
the,
Bay's okay. It's
like, Parrot it's Bay cool. is bad. I'll be I can fine hit with sometimes.
You know, I'll do some Cap Morgan, whatever.
I love the Diet Dr. Pepper, too.
Diet Dr. Pepper.
Skinny King.
I feel like when you mix things, Diet mixes better with a
cocktail. It does.
Yeah, they're better, yeah. AB...
For sure, I need darkening curtains in whatever room we're in so that I can nap. That is my number one thing.
Like, to put up specialty curtains?
Yes.
I think that might be the most diva request
that
so far.
That is.
Do you think it's Cotton Candy Alani, which is discontinued, or dark curtains?
Well, the dark curtains won't be hard to find. But they will have to, like, install them.
Yeah, you gotta install them. You walk into a certain room and you want the, like, the lighting set up. Mm-hmm.
It's, like, blacked out in there.
Yeah, wow.
So that's my first thing. My second thing, I've been on a really big Diet Coke kick lately.
What?
And
why am I just now finding out about this?
I think it's because it's the only soda my parents have at their house. So anytime I'm there, I have to have it. But I only like the first couple sips when it's really spicy. So I would need a lot of Diet Coke so I can just drink the first few sips of all of the Diet Cokes.
Wow, I thought you were going to say McDonald's Diet Coke because it hits different.
Yeah.
Wow. But no, you went even more specific. Just the first few sips of... Wow, that was very...
I love that.
They need a pallet of Diet Coke so I can go through them.
The men are easygoing. Mine, I thought I was going to be the only one who didn't have like food related, but I want a cozy, soft, like plush blanket. Whenever I'm home, I need a blanket around me at all times. I like a nice blanket. And then I just wanted an energy drink. I don't even care about...
You don't care what brand?
No, I'm drinking whatever you got me for my birthday. Just slam anything. I don't care about the brand. I just need energy because I have three kids and I can't perform ever. So some type of energy and a nice blanket.
I have two kids. That's why I need the coconut rum.
What would be on your rider? You can only put two things on there. Obviously, no holds bar, nothing off limits. What would it be? 855-444-MEGA. We'll take your calls next on the Brett Maga Show. If you had a celebrity rider, what two things would you put on it? Miranda Lambert was recently on the Joe Rogan pod. Chaos. Oh, maybe someone was shouting out that we talked about Joe Rogan. Somebody had texted in saying that we talked about Joe Rogan's podcast.
Oh, that's what it was.
And they were upset. So Miranda Lambert was on Joe Rogan's podcast, and she said that there's two things that she puts on her rider, Cheetos and Tito's. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. And everyone thought, oh my God, that's just perfect. The Cheetos, keep it simple. So we're thinking about what weird things that we would put on our rider. Here's some of the weirdest celebrity ones. Now, of course, these aren't confirmed, but these are the rumors that people had this. Justin Bieber had a massage table and a private jet that he needed on standby.
Oh, wow.
Could you imagine?
Also a masseuse?
What's up?
Also probably a masseuse, right?
And maybe he travels with those.
I'm adding that to mine.
I don't blame him for those. Those are valid.
I don't know. People could be in our rider.
Yeah.
A chef.
Rihanna has very similar ones, AB. You said what, AB?
Darkening curtains and Diet Coke.
She wants darkening curtains and a large fur rug that she can walk barefoot on.
Oh, wow.
I kind
of
like that.
She likes the feeling of it on her.
Wow.
Beyonce wants the temperature set at 78 degrees.
Okay, I think that is the most diva thing you can request is a temperature.
Really? Do you?
Yes.
Come
on.
That is not a diva request.
Yes, it is.
That's a crazy temperature.
That is a crazy temperature.
Right.
78 is way too hot. But I think some people get hot or cold. I can see that making sense.
Backstage people are just sweating.
Yep. Keeping it at 78 is nuts.
Yeah. Man. And some of those are done, I think, specifically so that they know that they're paying attention to detail. Because I can remember
I can see that.
Van Halen was all about, we want green M&Ms. And not that we really want them, but we want you to see that we want you to have that so we know you've paid attention to the detail.
Extra.
So our things get, taken care of.
Hmm.
Justin Timberlake wants every single doorknob disinfected before he touches it. Including the elevator buttons.
He totally gives germaphobe.
Yeah. Do you think that? I thought the same thing.
Yes.
Well, that's
you
weird.
You can look at him and know that he's like a germ freak.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So it's been a couple months since Hollywood was completely shook by Sydney Sweeney's controversial American Eagle jean ad. So people claim that Sydney was just incredibly insensitive after claiming she had the perfect jeans. Jeans meaning both denim and genetic makeup. So she basically got canceled by half of Hollywood. Even the president got involved in this. It was a huge deal. But she hadn't responded to any of the hate until now. She just did an interview with GQ. And she said at first, she didn't even know really what was going on, and she wasn't really seeing any of the hate because she's been filming Euphoria and she's been having over 18-hour work days. She wasn't bringing her phone on set, so she really wasn't seeing a lot of the hate. Right as soon as I heard that she said that, I didn't believe her. I'm like, there's no way that you are getting completely shredded on the internet and you just don't know. I understand you're busy, but when you check your phone, you don't see that at all.
Yeah, it was a very popular story. It's not really fair for her to get shredded because she probably didn't know much about the campaign.
Right.
Correct.
There probably was like, hey, this tongue-in-cheek thing. She probably didn't think much about it because there's these ad agencies. American Eagle was the one who created the word choices. And I'm always willing to like educate myself and realize that people are probably upset that we highlighted someone's genetic makeup who is completely white. And it's not lost on me that being white in America is an advantage, right? But also, I felt like the point of the ad was kind of like when someone compliments your boobs, and you're like, I got these from my mama. Like, it was supposed to be tongue-in-cheek.
Right.
It was supposed to be playful. That what Sydney Sweeney's so known for is her assets, and they were trying to be playful with it. And I felt like it came from a pure place, and you can still be someone who's white and American, proud from where you came from, but also respecting the fact that it comes from a place of privilege, too, right?
Right. She also defended her character in the interview by saying, I know who I am, I know what I value, I know that I'm a kind person, so I don't really let other people define who I am. She didn't really, like, even get into much of, like, saying that she regrets it or saying that it was wrong. She was just saying, I didn't see a lot of the hate at first, but once I did see it, like, I know who I am as a person, so she wasn't really too affected by it, it seems.
2025, man. A gene commercial divided America.
Literally.
That's where we're at nowadays.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag, baby, it's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Is it embarrassing in today's world to have a boyfriend? Seems like a silly question, but it's an article that is dividing the internet. It was written on Vogue, and actually AB sent it to me. Like, everyone on TikTok is talking about this, and so we're going to have this conversation on the Brett Mega Show. So essentially what this article is saying is having a boyfriend embarrassing now? How social media and social norms have changed in society, how we share our boyfriends on social media and brag about them on a regular basis and brag about that I'm in a relationship. It is now better and more, I guess the word embarrassing is interesting, less embarrassing for you to be single because it is a flex that I'm independent, I'm a strong woman, and having a boyfriend means you're kind of codependent on this relationship. And just being known for someone who has a boyfriend in today's society is now considered embarrassing. Huh. Getting yourself into a relationship in seeking out and trying to find love always feels like almost a final destination for most of us. Want to get married, have the white picket fence. And now this Vogue article questions, I guess, society's intention of what life is all about in a lot of ways. Like, is having a boyfriend embarrassing? AB, you had sent this to me. When you saw it trending on TikTok, what was your initial reaction?
I, as someone in my 20s whose friends are all getting married or engaged and dating and all this stuff, I love this conversation. I think it's really interesting. Girls with boyfriends used to just be on this pedestal. Like, they almost used to seem better than everybody else.
Like, they got themselves a man. They were able to hook somebody. Interesting.
But it's not seen as an achievement anymore. Like, you're not automatically cool just because you have a boyfriend like you used to be. I think there's this big difference between being a girlfriend and being a girl that has a boyfriend. Hmm. So if all you post is your boyfriend and it's your entire personality, I do think that's embarrassing. I think having a boyfriend should be the least interesting thing about you.
Hey, Hannah, you have a boyfriend. You're in a new relationship, mm-hmm. too. So I feel like when you're in the honeymoon stages of the relationship, that's when you're the most amount of social media action. Oh, we're doing stuff mm-hmm. together. And so I think that's honestly, I think a lot of that is where this conversation starts to come from. When you see a girl go from single to having a boyfriend who's in the honeymoon stage, all of a sudden it feels like almost like you're turning your back on your single friends. Or you just become a different person? Do you feel that's kind of what the article is talking about? Is once you become a boyfriend, that becomes your whole personality. Do you mm-hmm. feel like that in any way, shape, or form? Do you feel like embarrassed that you're in a relationship now?
Yeah, so I'm totally against this. I am a big girlfriend girl. I post my boyfriend all the time, and I think it's embarrassing for someone else to judge me for that. Like, I'm happy, those are my favorite pictures to post. I am more than just a girlfriend. I'm a worker. I'm a daughter. I'm a friend. I'm a lot of things. But if you're judging me for posting my boyfriend, I think that's embarrassing of you to feel judgment towards me for being happy.
When I read the article, the word embarrassing kept being...
That's a weird word.
That's what bothered me. So I think the premise of the article, I found very interesting and intriguing. One of the things I say about my relationship is my wife and I did 7 years long distance. So we were completely independent before we were like a couple and like and codependent on each other. So I feel as though in my eyes, and I've never been like this big lovey-dovey poster guy. I don't really love when people do that. I almost feel like the word more so is like having a boyfriend is more annoying. Like when you're in the honeymoon stage like Hannah and everyone just keeps posting about the boyfriend, I feel like you're kind of like, these two, like when you're like married forever or if you're single. But embarrassing feels like a weird word choice.
Exactly.
Annoying, maybe? I don't know.
You know, it's funny because I know my wife is embarrassed that I am her husband, but that's a different
that's
word choice. No, I think the article's main point was to say, look, there's more to life than the boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's kind of what I got out of it. And I think that we've turned the corner to where you don't have to have a boyfriend to have a life.
Exactly.
And I good think points.
There's a lot like, you know, back in the day, you couldn't sign a lease without a man. You couldn't, you know, have a.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Bank account without a man. And so it's like decentering the fact that you needed a man to do all these things and you can still be whole and complete on your own. But I think just when you have a boyfriend, it's important to have a life of your own and not everything has to be connected to him.
And I also, it's just an interesting thing to me because it just goes to show like how people judge your social media so hard. Like,
yeah good point.
Whether you post your boyfriend or you don't post him, like people think just whatever you post is your whole life.
I have made the point though, the people who post the most usually are covering up the most. Yeah. Like the people who constantly
that can
like,
be a thing.
Like I always think
but
that,
it also
like,
could be the opposite too. It also could be too. Their favorite memories that they want to share.
You see it with like celebrity couples though too. Like all of a sudden they stop posting like, oh, so-and-so got divorced.
Right.
So you're right with that as well. I just think it's what's interesting is what I would say with this article though is it makes the point a lot of, from a female perspective. The point I think that ends up happening is when you get into the honeymoon stage and when I consider the honeymoon stage is the first year, you constantly, everything is new, everything is exciting, so you're sharing, and then all of us who have been in this thing for like 20 years, like Kevin and I are like, eye roll, wait till you get like 15 years right. and you're just not obsessed with each other. Just the honeymoon stage. I do think you guys are, like when you're at Hannah's stage, annoying, not embarrassing. And then you stop posting and you start identifying and you find that balance that AB is looking for. But I think it's okay to go through that honeymoon stage where you're just obsessed with each other for a little while and then go...
Let people be happy!
Yeah, you can go through it for a little bit.
Embarrassing makes me so mad.
I can tell it's about that, that's the part that's making you mad. But I think, like, to AB's point, is you can't lose track of it. And I think that happens...
Yeah, you can't lose track of who you are in yourself.
Right. But I think sometimes you can do it for a little while. And I think it's not a gender thing. Like, I think a lot of us focus, because AB was focusing on, like, how men and women were perceived in the past. Guys do the same thing. Like, all of a sudden, if one of your boys gets a girl, you're like, oh, man, you're whipped, yep. blah, 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 you're obsessed. Like, you go through that stage, and then you find what balance looks like. And so, for me, the article should say... When you first get a boyfriend, you're kind of annoying. And then you find what balance looks like. Mm-hmm. But right. the point of the article, I do think, is that you can't just rely completely on someone else and you have to find your own independence. You can't be solely focused on your own relationship and lose track of your individual
True.
Goals. Yeah. And that was a really interesting conversation that people were having. The Brett Maga Show. Let's have a little fun and play a little game called Let Me Work It. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. We're going to play Flip It and Reverse It. So I have reversed the song title, and you have to guess what song I'm describing. It is the complete opposite. It is a reverse to the song title. Use your name as the buzzer. So Hannah, Kevin, and AB, ring in when you think you know the name of this song title. It is the reverse of it. The song title is called Weeds.
Weeds?
When you think you know what weeds is.
What's the opposite of weeds?
Mud?
No.
Trees, grass.
Getting closer, AB. Yeah.
Weeds.
It's a big song on the radio.
Flowers?
There you go. Closer, but no.
Roses?
No.
Oh,
daisies!
Yes. Daisies!
She didn't say her name.
Gosh.
I was going there. I'll
give it to Hannah, but yes, you have to say a name.
All right. Jeez.
That was a tricky one for you guys.
Ooh, wow.
What do we do on commercial breaks?
How about Brown?
Kevin. Golden.
Golden. K-pop Demon Hunters. Yeah. Kevin's on the board.
I get it now.
All right. Hold It In.
Hannah, Let It Go.
That's not the song I was looking for, but I will give you a point for it. I'm looking for another song by another big artist. Hold It In, Let It Go is good, so I'll give you the point for it. I was looking for Shake It Off from Taylor Swift.
Got it.
Okay. Exceptional. Exceptional.
What's the reverse of that?
What is the reverse of exceptional? Someone was just kind of...
Kevin, Michael Jackson's Bad.
No, but if you were just in the middle, you were just average, you were...
Hannah.
The biggest song on the radio right now is actually number one.
Oh, Kevin, Ordinary.
You would be Ordinary.
I was going to say mid. Mid. Right. You know, mid, SoundCloud song.
So we're 2-2, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, 2-2. All right, this is for the win. I think you guys should all get this one, guys. Decaf.
Hannah, Espresso.
No. Yes, for nice the job, win, Hannah. Just name a Sabrina Carpenter song and Hannah's in.
Boom. Let me work it. I put my
thing down, flip it and reverse it. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.